Welcome to the Seniorology Podcast with your host, me, Leslie Kerrigan, creator of Seniorology and Conference 12. Seniorology is the study of high school senior photography, and this podcast will walk you through all the aspects of running a successful senior portrait business. So whether you've been a senior photographer for a while, or you're just getting started in the senior portrait business, the Seniorology Podcast is your resource for all things senior photography related. Hey y'all, it's Leslie Kerrigan here with the Seniorology Podcast. You're listening to episode 2, an interview with a high school senior. Today I have a special guest, Frances Masacci, who is a current high school senior. Frances hired me to take her senior photos this year, and we hit it off instantly. Since her senior session, she has become my intern and helping me with photo shoots and assisting me on photo shoots, researching things such as this podcast, and giving me an insight into what a senior thinks, which is what she'll be sharing with all of you today. So welcome, Frances.
Hi, Leslie. Thank you for having me today.
I'm so excited that we are going to have a chance to chat and share some insight into the senior mind from an actual senior.
I know.
So, you know what? Let's just jump right in with the first question. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what things did you look for when you were trying to choose your high school senior photographer?
So, Leslie, the first thing that I looked for was to see that your Instagram was updated. I love to see that you were constantly posting, and I could see that you were doing senior photo shoots all the time.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay, so seniors really pay attention to how often a photographer is posting and if the content is new as opposed to the same girl over and over and over.
Oh, yes. So I was actually between you and a different photographer that I was going to pick for my senior photos. And I looked at your Instagram. It was all happy, bubbly, and you were posting all the time. And then I looked at this other girl, and she hadn't posted for almost a year. Which
wow.
Really confused me, because I was like, if she's constantly taking senior photos, shouldn't she promote herself, take post the pictures?
Right.
And she wasn't. So I went with you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's good to know. I never knew that about
yeah.
that. So photographers out there, if you're listening, one thing that you can do to immediately show that you are the photographer for a potential client is to post consistently, post new stuff. And don't just drop off the face of the earth like it sounds like maybe
exactly.
This girl did. Okay, good, great.
And I mean, also, through your Instagram, you kind of show that you're confident, outgoing, which I really was looking for, because I'm not in front of a camera a lot. So I needed someone as a photographer to show me what's right and wrong, mm-hmm. how to pose, you know, that sort of thing.
So when you're researching potential photographers, you're looking at social media probably more so than their actual website.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Okay. And do you feel like you can get a sense of who that photographer is through their Instagram?
Oh, yes.
And
because Instagram is pictures,
mm-hmm.
and I can see all your collection of pictures, how you organize them, the colors you like,
mm-hmm.
where you usually take your pictures. You know, you kind of, it's your lifestyle.
Right.
Everything that you do day to day, I can see.
Great. Oh my gosh. So it's really kind of telling you the story
mm-hmm.
about who I am through my Instagram photos of past clients, which makes you say, I want to be one of those girls.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Oh my gosh. That is such a huge tip out there for you guys. I know that social media feels like its own job. And a lot of times we sometimes get really busy as photographers and business owners and sort of maybe let social media go. But you heard it straight from a senior's mouth that that is how they are determining who they want to take their photos, by looking at their Instagram and getting a sense of who that photographer is, how often they're posting. So they are showing that we are actually busy. And that's what makes seniors want to book us. So that is huge, Frances. Thank you so much for sharing that tip. Okay, so question number 2. What were you most nervous about going into your photo shoot?
So I think probably the thing that made me most nervous was going into hair and makeup. I don't really wear makeup that much, and I don't really get my hair done that much. So I didn't really want to look like I was wearing a caked on makeup, you know right. what I mean?
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. And to be honest, a lot of my girls feel the same. So working with the same hair and makeup team that I've worked with for years, I think helps that because they know how I shoot. I tend to shoot a little overexposed, and they know that. So they put a little bit more on, but they never make a senior look older than she is or wear more than she is. And I believe, didn't they ask you when you sat down how much you normally wear?
Oh, yeah. And I said, I don't wear that much. So they went lighter on me. Mm-hmm. They didn't put as much blush or lipstick. They went with natural tones.
Right. So they fit it to your specific personality.
Yeah. And I have to say, having you there was probably the biggest comfort to me mm-hmm. because my mom doesn't really know that much either. We're just there for the ride. And you being there where I knew your expertise, I knew that you were a really good model or a photographer, you had great models.
Right.
I knew that you would take care of me if I had too much on or if right. I didn't have enough. So you being there along for the ride was probably the thing that made me most comfortable.
Oh, that's good to know. So photographers out there, a tip that you can take away from that is if you do offer hair and makeup with your senior sessions, maybe go with the senior. Don't just send them to a salon. And I've always done that for one reason is because the reason Frances just said, I want them to feel comfortable. But it's also kind of a good chance for us to just sit there and chat before I put the camera in your face. So by the time we actually start taking the photos, you know, we've spent 45 minutes to an hour together.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I'm glad to hear that it made you feel good. But I also will say that sometimes a senior is a little too scared to maybe say to the makeup artist, I don't really like this part of my hair or this makeup mm-hmm. or whatever. And also having me there, I can be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not that it's really a bad guy thing, yeah. but I can say, you know what? I think her lipstick might be a little bold for her.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to say that
yeah.
if that were ever the case.
Yeah, because
you know?
I mean, I'm not comfortable saying that to an adult. So.
Right, exactly. Well, nobody wants to hurt if you're, you know, yeah, someone's feeling. So I get it. But the makeup artist truly would rather somebody just say, hey, I don't like the shade than to leave and not say anything.
Yeah.
So, but again, I'm there for that yeah. if things happen. So good. Okay, great. I think, you know, knowing that my plan of being there for you during hair and makeup really works.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, good. Next question is what things helped you prepare for your shoot?
So definitely the clothes. That was the thing that helped me prepare. I had my outfits picked out probably a week before.
Mm-hmm.
I had about 5 to 6 outfits, even though I was only going to wear 2. I had plenty of shoes and I brought them all to hair and makeup so that you could look at them. And if you saw something and you're like, ooh, that probably is not going to shoot very well, those colors with where we're going,
mm-hmm.
then I would have a backup. So I felt prepared by having my clothes already picked out, knowing what I was going to wear, the shoes, so mm-hmm. I was more comfortable, you know?
Right, right. And do you think that as a senior, having the opinion of the photographer to help you narrow those choices down really gives you confidence in the shoot?
For sure. That was definitely something that I needed because I had so many outfits and you told me, well, with your skin tone, that might not shoot that well. You might mm-hmm. blend with
right.
the colors, but this red really pops, and these colors really pop, and this will be very simple and easy to photograph. Mm-hmm. You'll look great in it with the colors in the background. You know,
right.
having your opinion is
right.
is huge.
Right.
You know, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just there to get my senior pictures and your experience.
Well, and I think a lot of photographers out there maybe don't feel like they know a lot about styling or things like that. But I think if a photographer pays attention to past shoots that they've done
mm-hmm.
and what that person might have worn that made that photo just a little bit better than another photo, that will start to help photographers mm-hmm. be able to give advice to seniors like yourself. And the skin tone thing is a big thing because you have fair skin,
yeah.
so you don't want to wear super light
pale,
colors
yeah.
because that's just not going to make you pop, you know. And so Frances actually wore something red that had a print in it, and some of the print had some greens in it. So we went to a background that was really green, so it pulled some of the greens, and the red popped against the green. So it worked out really well, yeah. Which is what, you know, we determined there at Hair and Makeup. So that's good to know, Tail. So photographers out there, if you can give them any sort of insight into what might look best in a photo, they will definitely appreciate it, and they will feel more confident with what they've chosen because they've heard from you that, yes, that's a good choice.
Yeah, and even like the week before, if you want to text the girl or guy and say, hey, just want to check in, make sure that you're ready for our shoot. I think you did that, mm-hmm. and I sent you a picture of my outfit, yep. and you were like, that's super cute. And then I brought a bunch of other outfits just in case for my second clothing change.
Right.
But definitely keeping in touch with the senior that you're about to shoot with mm-hmm. is very important because it makes me feel confident that they're interested in me. They care about what I'm wearing. The whole thing.
Right.
They care.
Right.
And that's huge.
Yeah. So hearing from your photographer before your shoot is a really good way to help you prepare.
And definitely texting. I think for teenagers, that's a little more intimate than emailing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's not like face to face.
How often do you even check your email? That's one question.
Exactly.
You know, right? Do teenagers, y'all don't do it really that often, do you? So texting is just the way to go.
It's more personal,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, like gosh. That's good. That's some really good tips right there. Okay. So what products do you think teens, or what products were you as a teen most interested in?
So I personally was interested in the digital. I really just wanted to post them on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's really any senior girl wants to do is just post them on Instagram. I think my mom was a little bit more interested in the digital as well, so she could print them out and have them. They're hanging in our house. We gave them as Christmas presents. We can have them forever.
Right.
I mean, they'll literally be with us forever.
Exactly. So girls want to use them to share on social media, and then moms want them to be able to print them.
Yeah, the digital package is the way to go.
Right. Okay, that's really good. Yeah, I've kind of figured that out a little bit along the way. It's usually a mom is a little more traditional, maybe mm-hmm. wants a print hanging in her house, which she can order from me, but if she orders the digital, she can order a print herself, and the girls are always just interested in the digital.
Exactly. So. I mean, I post them all the time.
Right. Oh my gosh. So that's another thing. So did you post them all at once, or do you kind of post some and save like?
Oh, I definitely saved some. Mm-hmm. You know, because, and I think that is another tip that photographers should give to their clients is, don't share them all at once. Mm-hmm. You know, let everybody see them some at a time. Mm-hmm. It kind of saves. So if you need more feed, like more to post, you can drag from those. And also a lot of those pictures that we took, I used in my yearbook. Mm. And I want people to see those new photos in my yearbook, not ones that I've already posted.
Right.
So kind of post one at a time. And especially for you as a photographer, when you post on your feed, I am not a big fan of the swiping collection.
I wondered about that because people do it. I've never done it, actually.
Yeah, it ruins the feed.
It does. Okay, it ruins
the feed. Having that little box at the top mm-hmm. ruins the feed.
Right. So you'd rather one post, one picture.
And I'd rather see them spread out. So, Frances took her pictures and mm-hmm. they're at the bottom, but she posted another one. So she's still interested.
Right.
She still loves the photo. She's mm-hmm. posting them. And definitely for me, I loved to see when you posted. It made me feel like you loved the photos.
Oh, good. Okay. That's awesome too. Yeah. I try to plan my feed very strategically, if you will. And so I remember I posted one that was, right when you were coming to view your photos. Mm-hmm. And then I think I posted one maybe a couple of weeks later. And then I pulled another one of you months later leading up to our internship this week. So that's good to know that you like – it makes you feel good that I've used your photos and posted them.
Yes, definitely.
But then also to photographers out there, the one image – you tend to like better than the scrolling through images on a post. Definitely.
Like I use that app, Plan with two N's.
Yeah.
And I never have the swiping ones because when you start to plan it out, it looks funny.
Yeah.
It's just like this little icon in the top.
Yeah, it just distracts your eye from the photo,
and
really.
Also, I'm a lazy Instagram person. I go through Instagram and I just like, and sometimes I'll look if it catches my eye, mm-hmm. but I never swipe.
Right.
So don't waste the photo.
Right.
If nobody's going
to swipe. Yeah, they're not going to swipe to see it. Mm. Okay, that's really good. These are some good tips we're getting today straight from the mind of a high school senior photographers out there. Okay, so I think we're on our last question, which is, why do you think it is important to choose a professional photographer over just a friend with a camera? And the reason I ask that is there's, you know, teenagers these days have access to cameras and they post photos on social media all the time and they're constantly taking photos. Yeah. So there are some teenage photographers, if you will. And I think a lot of professional photographers may worry that, oh gosh, are they sort of infringing on my business? But what, from a teenager's perspective, what would make you choose to hire a professional, pay the money, mm-hmm. versus just go grabbing your friend who happens to be pretty good at taking photos?
And the answer lies in editing.
Really? Okay.
Teenagers only use, pretty much, I mean, I do it. I'm a victim. I only use VSCO to edit, the free presets that you mm-hmm. get. And those are what the teenagers are going to use. If your friend's taking your picture, they're not going to spend $100 on Lightroom mm-hmm. and buy all those presets when they have VSCO. So VSCO's great. It's great to post on Instagram.
Right.
You know, those filters, those pictures. Mm-hmm. But those aren't going to be timeless photos. Do you know what I
right.
mean? My mom's not going to want to use that picture on my invitation for my graduations,
right.
you know, my graduation announcement.
Right.
She's not going to want to use a picture that my best friend took in the middle of a random field that has terrible lighting because they don't have a professional camera.
Right.
It's fun. Let the seniors, let the girls, let the guys take pictures with their friends. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to lose clients from that because they still want timeless photos that they can use forever, that has great lighting, great hair and makeup. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know how a camera works. My best friend doesn't.
Right, right. Okay, yeah, that's good to know because, like you say, it is so much fun to go out and have fun little mini photo
yeah,
shoots with
course.
Your friends and every time you might go somewhere cool around town or whatever. But you're telling me, which is music to all the photographers' ears, is that there's no replacement for the actual professional
yeah,
photographer.
No way. There's not.
Okay. So moms want professional photos. Teenagers want that experience yeah. and those professional photos.
I mean, you made me feel like a princess, sort of, when I had my hair and makeup done. And
right.
We went out to the shoot and you were so kind and you just like made it all this great experience that I'll never forget.
Yeah.
And that's so much more fun than just going out really quick, shooting something with my friends, them taking 4 months to edit them with crappy
with
filters.
Right.
You know, and you had filters that would last forever. I mean, they're not super bright. They were very monotone, but brought the colors out mm-hmm. enough, mm-hmm. not something flashy.
Right.
You know, it
trendy,
looks great on
not
yes,
trendy.
Yes, not
yeah.
trendy. So it'll last me until the day I die.
Right. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay, guys, we have learned so much today from our wonderful guest, Frances. If you're a photographer out there, take these insights and use them in your business. Frances gave us really great tips that we can use for marketing as far as social media when it comes to being consistent and fresh in what you're posting. She told us that they don't really love the little square in the box
no.
for the swiping. So just post one photo. Just pick your favorite photo from that girl's session. And then maybe a little while later, post another one. Mm-hmm. But don't post several in one post. You know, she let us know that as photographers, being there for them, giving them advice on what to wear, being there for them during hair and makeup makes them feel confident. And texting is the way to go. No emails. Checking in with them prior to the session really makes them feel like you're interested in them. And I think that goes a long way when it comes to producing the best photos.
And also just another little tip. When you followed up with me after the shoot, that made me feel really special too. You said, I loved the
yeah.
shoot. I loved meeting you. You were so sweet. You know,
yeah.
just kind of not just throwing them off and grabbing the money. It was like, exactly. I loved being with you. I love spending time with you. You were such a great model. Even if you don't believe that, you still.
Well, I would not say anything I didn't believe, but I get what you're saying. So hearing from your photographer even after the shoot means a lot to you.
Yes, definitely. It makes them feel more like a friend when they're just shooting you in the camera with the in your face and you're like, what? It makes you feel great after. They're like, oh, no, they really cared about me. They weren't just... using me as a client.
Right. Yes. You want to feel like a friend.
Yeah.
And a client.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Okay. Well, y'all, these are great, great tips. Like I say, from the mouth of the high school senior. So Frances is now the poster child for all high school seniors when it comes to photography. But I hope you guys got something great out of this. I think the tips were awesome. Thank you, Frances, for joining me.
Yes, thank you.
And until next time, we will be back with the Seniorology Podcast.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.